In the KSRO kitchen, not the greenhouse anymore, we've moved across the hallway where we encounter Chef John Ash.
Hey.
Getting ready. He's got his apron, his toque on, and he's ready to rock and roll on the KSRO Good Food Hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? I'm doing
good.
Well.
Good.
Are your plants going to be safe this week? You have a beautiful garden in your backyard.
There's a lot of shade, so I'm hoping that will help me out.
And you have a lot of raised beds, so
yeah,
they should go. And you have an in-ground sprinkler system, don't you? Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Except, you know, I never have enough sprinklers. It's like, oh, but that, those died because they didn't get any water.
It's a lifetime pursuit of keeping up with your sprinkler system. And what you think something's getting water, and it's like, oh, this cracked. This
I know.
Broke
if you
off.
Think of a business to go into, it's I'm going to go into the sprinkler business. The
sprinkler repair business, irrigation, especially this summer. Well, we have a lively show planned for you today. But first, on a sad note, we should talk about Narcy David, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. One of the luminaries in the culinary world here in the Bay Area for about 50-plus years, and best known for many people being on KCBS radio, doing his wine and food show for many, many years. He started a few years before us in the mid-1980s and stepped back some health issues in 2022, but continued to be active in a lot of different areas and venues.
Yeah.
Wrote a cookbook this year we went on the air in 1987, which I remember that date. It was called the Monday Night at Narcy's, an international menu cookbook.
Yeah. And he had a great restaurant, too, that he shepherded for a long time.
Did you ever go to the restaurant?
Yeah.
In Kensington.
Yeah.
Which is right a little north of Berkeley. Called Narcy's, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what, you probably went in the late 70s, early 80s, somewhere like that, because he closed in the mid to late 80s.
It was delicious. I mean, it was, I guess, what you'd call traditional French food, you know, is what he did. But having said that, he also, because of his ethnic background,
was Assyrian.
Did lots of Middle Eastern dishes. He was the guy who turned me on to, and I'll throw this out as a recipe idea, put pomegranate molasses on lamb and marinated it. And it makes the most delicious rack of lamb that you've ever had in your life.
So that's where that inspiration came.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Before it became mainstream. I mean, not it's mainstream, but at least a lot of people know about pomegranate molasses now.
Well, he talked about it all the time, so I think that helped.
Did you ever work with him or
know
him?
No, I never did. I was at events that he
Your
was at.
Your paths crossed, over the years. And it's interesting because he parallels a lot of what you have done in your career, certainly a lot of media exposure. You did TV. You did, of course, the Food Network right in the beginning in 1995. Mm-hmm. A radio career that's lasted many years. You have the radio career. He wrote one cookbook. You've written, what, six or so? At this
that's
one?
Right.
And award-winning
and
cookbook.
And they're all for sale.
And they're all for sale. Have taught thousands of students over the last 35 plus years, and also owned a restaurant, as Narcy did, John Ash and Company. And also, interesting, the wine parallel, he had his own label for a while. He started a vineyard in Napa County for a bit, on Napa State Cabernet. And of course, you had partners in a winery.
Well, partners in a winery and made my own wine and did all of that stuff.
The Russian River Sauvignon Blanc.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting, the wine business today. We should get somebody on to kind of talk about it because people aren't drinking as much wine. It's not as important. I mean, I'm finding even in the work that I do, I used to always include wine suggestions and stuff like that. I don't care anymore, you know.
Not as many people care.
Well, mocktails have kind of taken over everything. So that
and liquor, bourbon and spirits, are huge nowadays.
Yeah.
Well. I never made it over to Kensington, the Narcy's, but, you know, I did, this is many years ago, I ate at I Magnin in San Francisco. Yeah. He was running their KEF.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you know that in San Francisco
yeah,
for years?
Yeah, I did know it. I never got there.
Yeah, and it was a great meal. And then Macy's, when they sold to Macy's, that took care of that.
He was a real hustler.
he was an entrepreneur.
Yeah, entrepreneur. That's
yeah,
a better
thank
way
you.
To say that.
You know, to tarnish his memory. But yeah. you know, he looked for opportunities and he really got out there, which he had to do.
Well, the other thing he did, listening to him on the radio, introduced me to people who were making things that I'd never heard of, and because of him, I tried them, and they've become part of my larder, I guess.
Well, certainly, he had a large listening audience throughout the Bay Area,
yeah.
and lots of different people from ethnic backgrounds would
yeah.
call and share recipes with him
yeah.
on the air, which was a great learning experience to be able
yeah.
to do it. I remember watching him on Over Easy. Remember that? Do you remember the TV show?
I don't know that I do.
It was a PBS show that he helped co-host in the 1980s also. So that was part of his TV exposure, as well as KTVU mornings on 2. He'd give recipes
yeah,
during
yeah.
the week several years. So he was all over the
yeah.
map. And I, a person that worked with him closely told me that he was a sensational baker.
Oh.
That his breads,
yeah.
especially his Syrian style, his Middle Eastern style
uh-huh.
flatbreads, were legendary. And as good a cook as he was, baking was really a passion
huh.
of his. So we will miss
yeah,
Marcy David.
Will. How old was he?
He was 87.
87.
So he had a good life
yeah.
until health problems brought
yeah.
him down, but still contributed a lot. From the 1950s, he went to Berkeley in 1955,
yeah.
for God's
yeah.
sakes. And you know who one of his best friends was? I just learned this. Was Marion Nestle.
Oh, is that right?
Mary yeah. Nestle, yeah. who's still active and wrote The Politics of Food.
Yeah.
Very important
yeah.
culinary voice. She went to Berkeley, and that's where she met Narcy in the 1950s. And they both worked at the co-op together. And she peeled potatoes 3 or 4 days a week beside Narcy. And they were very, very good friends for over 60 years.
Wow.
And she wrote a very loving tribute to Narcy. Anyway.
We'll
miss his voice.
Yeah. It's also times have changed. You know, the information and, you know, kind of the whole tenor of what he presented, it's gone now.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
With the Food Network and all these.
That's true.
And goofy chefs who are doing God knows what.
Well, we were lucky to have him here in
yeah.
the Bay Area.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I don't know if anyone knows, it's going to be a little hot this coming week. And you,
yeah.
John Asher, put together a fabulous recipe package called Cold Soups for Hot Weather. And we've just posted this on the KSRO Good Food Hour
webpage. Did you post them all?
Yeah, they're all posted.
Oh,
so if people want to follow along, take a look at those this morning. We're going to go over those. And if you have a question for Chef John Ash, a comment you want to email us, or a chat with John Ash, we want to open
or a check.
A check for John Ash. If you have a question for John about an availability of an ingredient
yeah.
or something that you're working on recipe-wise, or you want to share a success story that you've been working on, we'd love to talk with you this morning. We're opening phones this morning for Chef John Ash, 636-1350. Love to hear from you this morning. Or you can, of course, always share your thoughts and questions via email. That's steve@ksro.com.
Starting mornings the right way.
I arrive at the office informed.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 96.9 in Petaluma. KSRO.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa has been taking excellent care of patients for over 30 years.
There's such a difference between doing things to people and taking good care of patients. And I've been blessed in my practice to be surrounded by people who know the difference.
Dr. Chernoff likes to use the term your natural best when advising patients on what procedures to have.
Our nicest compliment is always to create their aesthetic improvement such that no one ever knows that they've had it done. And that means creating a natural appearance, never a done appearance, never a pulled appearance.
He not only trains doctors and nurses nationwide, but also ensures his staff receives training to the same high standards.
I am proud to be referred to as a pioneer in the field of aesthetics because we have been deeply involved in the research and development development of many techniques, both non-surgical and surgical.
Check the specials and services at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping kids in our community to become million-word readers through Read on Sonoma. This trimester, over 1,800 awards were distributed to elementary students in 7 local schools, including 25 $300 educational funds and 112 Chromebooks. 85% of all students earned an award. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. Now, we read their school books and their weekly vocabulary words along with chapter books. As they've grown, I've seen their reading skills and comprehension increase along with their interest in the world around them. Being a grandparent is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Lifetime outcomes for children who learn to read and build comprehension include better health, higher income, and increased graduation rates. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read on Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Beware of the buzz. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They transmit diseases like West Nile virus. But fear not. The key to staying safe is simple. Prevent those mosquito bites. EPA-registered insect repellents are your best defense. Safe for everyone, including pregnant women and kids. When selecting repellents, check for EPA-registered active ingredients like DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus. Don't let mosquitoes ruin your day. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Learn more at msmosquito.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, celebrating our 38th year on the air. If you want to talk with John, if you have a comment, a question, anything to do in the culinary world, phones are open, 636-1350, or you can always shoot John an email. Our email address is steve@ksro.com. It's really that simple. Jesse is on the line. Jesse is a chef here in Sonoma County. Good morning, Jesse. Good to hear from you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. What's up with you?
Yeah, been running around busy. I've got a 4-course coming up next month, and I'll be serving laksa again. So I had to come on and tell you guys about it.
Okay. What's the particulars? When is it?
Yes. So it is July 27th. I'll have 2 seatings, one at 5:30 and the other at 6:45. It'll be 4 courses, and there's an optional wine pairing by Amapola Creek Vineyards. It's one of those things where people normally don't find this type of cuisine paired with wines. And Daniel and I over at Amapola Creek, we spent a good afternoon trying some of the main dishes.
don't kid us. We know what happened.
Tried some of the main dishes and every single wine that they had, and we're super excited about the pairings that we came up with. So, we're doing something very unique, and
So talk about laksa. What is it?
Yes, so laksa is a soup found in all over Southeast Asia, and there's many different variations of it. There's Assam laksa that focuses more on the sour and spicy components, and it's not very creamy. It's more of a clear broth. And then there's different laksas that are more of a curry laksa, so they've got coconut milk, so they're a little bit more luscious, and the broth's got more body. The laksa that I talked about last time was Sarawak laksa. This time, for the event coming up, I'm focusing more on just a classic red curry laksa. I think it's going to go, and we're pairing that with a rosé, with Amapola Creek's rosé. And it just brings out all of the brightness and herbs. The dish tastes so floral and very, very summertime. Even if it's this hot, you know, this bowl of soup, it's very refreshing. And so that's what like the core of laksa is.
So I want to ask you a question because we're going to talk about cold soups in a minute here. Do you ever eat it cold?
Yes. Sometimes I'll eat it cold, but typically I'll do like the Assam laksa cold, so the ones without the coconut milk. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll take the coconut milk curry laksa, but I won't have it so brothy, and I'll almost use it as a sauce for like just some rice noodles, and I love eating that for the summer.
So
it's not really traditional that way, but it's tasty.
So what are the details on this? How if I want to come and drink wine and eat laksa and all of that stuff, when is it? How much does it cost? Where is it?
Yes. So the you can purchase tickets online. You can, if you go to songbirdparlor.com, which is where I'm holding the event, and you go to their events page, you'll be able to purchase tickets right there. Songbird Parlor is in Glen Ellen. It's this beautiful open kitchen, and it's the second or maybe third time now that I'll be there. And so tickets are $120, but for your listeners, I'm going to go ahead and make a coupon code for them that if they type in the Good Food Hour !! They'll get $20 off of the $120
ticket.
Wow,
that's great.
And so I'll go ahead and generate that after we get off,
just for your
callers, and it'll only be available for the next. You pick 5 days. Should we do 5 days?
Sure, 5 days is fine.
And date.
And the date is what? July 27th.
July 27th, and the wine pairing is by Amapola Creek, and that would be an additional $50 if you're interested in doing the pairing. And they will be there at the event pouring wines, talking about what they do as well. And we're really excited about the pairings that we've put together. I've never seen anything done quite like this in terms of this flavor profile with wines. Is that something that you guys have done before?
We certainly, John has.
You know, I've written many books in which wine and other beverages were part of it, and so the answer is yes.
Jesse Manuel, chef here in Sonoma County, offering a chance to taste some laksa. Go to the Songbird Parlor website.
I've never heard of that.
And it's over in Glen Ellen, and you can find out all the details. Yeah, I do. It's a beautiful space.
Yeah.
Jesse, thanks so much for joining us. Cold soups. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg, John told me. I know that was a good hot metaphor.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. John just posted 13 of his cold soups, and he told me off air, he said, I just kind of ran out of energy. I have so many more. Well, this is an astounding packet of soups that you've included. And we could just run through them briefly.
Sure.
Some high points.
Sure.
Cold soups. Cold green pea soup. We are making this on Sunday. When the heat wave starts. And this is, again, this is a simple one.
Yeah. Well, they're all simple. I will say that right at the get-go. But this is a simple one. And it was one that I originally developed to do at... where's the amazing place? Oh, God, I can't remember. I'm getting like Joe Biden.
It'll come to you.
It'll come to me. Anyway, it was a special, and people went nuts for it, you know, thinking that, you know, it's not some fancy, complicated soup or something.
Come on, when the base is frozen sweet peas.
You can use frozen ones,
and they do great. I have to say,
they do even better, I think, because they're uniform and the color's good and all of that.
It's a wonderful recipe, and just use some romaine lettuce in there also.
Yeah,
which is interesting
to punch up the green color and the flavor,
and a little mint, and of course buttermilk is one of the base of the dish.
And can I say something about buttermilk? So because I use buttermilk in several of the recipes here, and I think I mentioned it someplace, and that is to get buttermilk. Don't just buy regular the regular stuff you see in the market. Look for Bulgarian buttermilk. And one brand that you do see generally around is Pavel, P-A-V-E-L. Yeah. And if you've ever had it, or if you haven't had it, it will change your life.
There we are. Use that for your cold green pea soup. The next one is chilled avocado soup. What a wonderful texture this must have. Well, do you use dead ripe avocados or one that are...
Pretty dead ripe. And the great thing about avocados, you know, the little secret is that once they get near ripe, you can stick them in your fridge and it will extend their shelf life.
They won't turn black?
No.
Oh.
The refrigerator slows that process down. Eventually they will, but it slows it down. I've kept refrigerated avocados around for a couple weeks.
What?
Once they get ripe.
No kidding. Yeah. I will try that. Yeah. Never tried it. Well, it's like this mad rush to use them, and then you forget, and bang, they're compost.
Yeah, then they're gone. Yeah.
Well, in this recipe, it's great. You punch up the texture with some yogurt, which is a nice idea, and then the flavor with some chili and ginger juice and a little cilantro. Again, very quick to put together. It's a great recipe.
And there's a garnish here that I have to mention. It's what you'd expect, some tomato, some nice ripe tomato. But I also throw in garnish it with a little tobiko, flying fish roe, and little strips of nori seaweed.
That is just brilliant. And you don't need to spend a lot of money on this tobiko.
No, you can buy tobiko. It is inexpensive. And you can buy the nori strips. They're already stripped.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that either.
So you don't even have to cut them up.
I love that. Yeah. Beautiful recipe. Sopa fria de aguacate.
Another avocado soup.
Chilled avocado soup. And how does this one differ?
This is different because it has cream in it and chilies and lime juice and all of that stuff. It's a classic recipe from Mexico.
Beautiful. Chilled heirloom tomato soup with a swirl of salsa verde. So we need to kind of wait for our tomatoes to get ripe.
Yeah. Where are they? Mine either.
But after this week or two of heat, I think they're going to start ripening pretty easily. So the tomatoes, of course, the salsa verde. What is salsa verde?
It's a sauce of, this is a Spanish one, not a Mexican one. And it's classic in Spanish cooking. And it's delicious because it has a bit of things like capers and
garlic and
and anchovy fillets. That's what I was looking for.
Anchovy fillets.
They're our friends. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. Anchovies are my friends.
And this uses a creme fraiche as a garnish.
You can. Creme fraiche. And I included a little recipe to make your own. It's not difficult to make.
Oh, man, I love that. And people think creme fraiche, too fancy.
Yeah.
Easy to do. Chilled tomato beer soup.
Yeah.
Do you have a preferred beer or any beer dish?
It's sort of whatever you like. But I think in here I included a set of Pilsner or a lager that is ice cold that you do. It's amazing. You wouldn't think that tomatoes and beer would go together, but they do.
But if it's in your recipe packet, I will trust that it will go very well. The next one is a another avocado, cold layered avocado.
I know. You can tell I'm nuts about
avocado. Yeah, I do. One of your favorites.
And they're becoming scarce.
Are they really
avocados? Yeah, there's a real... in Michoacán, in Mexico, where we get most of our avocados from, they're not grown on this right now.
Is that right?
And I don't know whether that's political or what it is.
So we may see the price of avocados go up.
Well, have you seen prices of
avocados? I have. They're expensive. Yeah. But this will be a real treat. And you mentioned this is a great first course for a warm day. And you serve these in straight-sided glasses or wine glasses.
It's layered, so you have a layer of avocado and a layer of tomato. So it's very pretty.
Beautiful. We'll continue our conversation following this break at the bottom of the hour. It's Chef John Ash, 636-1350. If you'd like a word with the chef or shoot John an email, some experiments you're doing, looking for a recipe tip or a great restaurant review or a restaurant you're looking for, it's all in the Good Food Hour. Back after this.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
At American Ag Credit, we're pleased to return a portion of our profits to our customer owners with cash back payments totaling more than $1.2 billion since 2005. That's a difference maker for customers like Fred Klein of Klein Family Sellers.
The patronage cash back has been an incredible thing for us, and it really makes a difference in our bottom line. You know, you just don't get that with other banks.
For more information, visit agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor, an indexed annuity tied to growth in the stock market, but without any risk of loss, ever. It's guaranteed money for life income, no matter how long you live. Call 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again, free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now, get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
This is Jason Walsh with North Bay Biz Magazine. If you live or work in Sonoma County, you need our local takes on business, economy, wine, restaurants, real estate, and more. Get a year of North Bay Biz for only $35, or better, 2 years for $50. And we'll give you $100 at Splash Car Washes. See, we're already saving you money. We may not be the only must-read magazine in the North Bay, but it sure seems like it. Subscribe at northbaybiz.com.
I'm Castle Rosedale Trucios with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. High 90 today, 68 along the coast with sunny skies. Wind gusts 20 to 30 miles an hour. Mostly clear skies for tonight, low 58 degrees. 91 then for tomorrow, 67 along the coast. Sunny skies, still a bit windy. Monday then in the mid-90s, and then Tuesday near 100 degrees. Depend on weather every 30 minutes. On FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9, KSRO.
We're talking cold soups for some hot weather with Chef John Ash, and they're posted now, at least 13 of the probably 30 plus.
It's a new book.
It could be your next book, the cold soup recipe book. So we're doing some highlights. John is just doing highlights about what you will find when you go to the KSRO Good Food Hour website. Oh, I like this. Cold Tomatillo tequila soup?
Yeah. Yeah, they're there, and they get a little wilder. There's gazpacho, of course, which is the classic Spanish soup, and I have just a simple one there.
So, by the way, tomatillos, are they available year round?
Oh yeah, they are available year round. You can get them. There's a tomato and watermelon gazpacho with crab.
Let me ask you something. Is there a white gazpacho?
Yeah.
Do you ever make that one?
Yeah. I didn't include it in here. I should have, but I ran. As I told you, I ran out of energy.
So this is tomato based.
So it's tomato based. The white gazpacho uses almonds things like that. So it's white.
Mrs. Gardner likes the white one too.
And a chilled mango and cucumber soup. A fresh cantaloupe soup.
And may I mention that we have had great success. We use a lot of the frozen mango.
Yeah.
And it does great, especially in smoothies. How would it do in
this? It'd do great. It's just more expensive. You can buy a toothful mangoes, which are in the market right now. They're really inexpensive. They're like $1 each.
Oh, are they in the season now?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be a great recipe.
So a cantaloupe soup, but as I mentioned in the recipe, you can use any melon you like.
Honeydew, qualifies as a melon. So this is great. Again, yogurt is a base. There's a little wine on there. Oh, a cup of Gewürz or Riesling. That's a nice idea.
With
some lime juice. I like the sound of that. And now that's interesting. A half teaspoon of nutmeg.
Yeah.
Bring out some of the flavor of the fruit.
Freshly grated nutmeg. Okay. You remember, don't use that nutmeg that's been grated in your spice drawer for a year.
Do we
and
need
a
special nutmeg grater?
Yeah, there is
that?
A nutmeg grater.
Okay. But it's worth having.
It is. It costs nothing.
Okay.
Strawberry ginger soup.
And boy, are strawberries peaking.
And this is the time to do that with fresh ginger. Chilled corn jicama and buttermilk soup with shrimp. And that's it. That's the package.
Gosh, it is such a sensational package. There has to be at least one in there that someone's going to go crazy for, don't you think?
I would think so. I mean, I go crazy for them all, but sort of whatever rocks your boat,
And chilled corn, jicama, and buttermilk soup with shrimp. Thank you for that.
I just mentioned that.
I want to comment because I just bought 10 ears of corn.
So do you know how to shuck corn easily? I'll give it this. So this is the hot tip. It's a pain in the neck to, pull off all the outside stuff and pull off the silks.
That's what I do.
All this. Well, here's the way. Put it in your microwave, full power for 3 minutes. And then when you take it out and it cools off a little bit because it'll be kind of hot, all of that stuff will strip off almost in one piece. And so you don't have to deal at all with stripping off and dealing with the husks and stuff like that.
I love that. Do you have a special corn husker?
No, you don't need it.
No special appliance needed for that. I just use a knife.
Well, so after you pull off the husks and do all of that kind of stuff, then it's already half cooked at that point. So it's easy with a knife.
Easy. Okay. Thank you for that tip. Yeah. I will use that for my chilled corn jicama and buttermilk soup with shrimp. Buttermilk, very versatile.
It is. Well, again, I don't mean to repeat myself, but Bulgarian buttermilk, if you can find it.
Find it. Okay, we will take a break. I'm not sure if people realize, but July 4th is coming up pretty soon.
Oh.
And to me, it doesn't seem like this is kind of the unofficial kickoff to the barbecue season.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want to make your own barbecue sauce, we have a gal in Santa Rosa that's making some pretty spectacular barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you just gave me a taste of it.
It's like, now working. And we're going to chat with her in just a couple minutes. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with Steve Garner and Chef John Ash.
It's your radio buddy Jimmy Failla inviting you to please join me for Fox Across America.
Which loser do I vote for?
Now weekdays, 3 to 6 on Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
License number 254603.
GoTelly Plumbing, how can we help?
Hey, Aunt Laura, guess where I am?
Hopefully, Danny, you're on your way in. With some coffee?
Nope, I'm at Grandpa Gatelli's house.
Oh, okay. Why are you at Dad's?
I asked Grandpa Gatelli to tell me stories from when he started in plumbing.
Oh, he tells the best stories.
I know, right? He also shared some old pictures with me. He looked awesome in overalls.
I remember those overalls and his mustache. He always had a mustache.
Grandma Gatelli used to work in the company too.
Sure did, and she did what you do.
Really?
Kept us organized and efficient.
There's something pretty magical about carrying on the Gatelli plumbing reputation. Grandpa Gatelli also told me how you got started in plumbing, Aunt Laura.
Oh, well, we don't need to talk about that.
And then we laughed and laughed.
Visit us online at GatelliPlumbing.com.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Wednesday, June 5th is the opening night of the Cotati Farmers Market in La Plaza Park from 4:30 to 7:30 through the end of September. All season long, there'll be fresh produce vendors, a kids area, local crafts, fresh flowers, restaurant-quality prepared foods, beer and wine from the Cotati Chamber of Commerce, and live music on the gazebo stage. Opening night of the Rohnert Park Farmers Market and Party on the Plaza Music Series is Friday, June 7th, 5 to 8 p.m. There's a certified farmers market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, and live music covering blues, country, and rock and roll. More booths than ever with dozens of fresh produce vendors, locally produced food products, meats, cheeses, and local artisans. Choose from over a dozen restaurant-quality prepared food vendors on Restaurant Row and throughout the market. Expanded curbside shopping service available.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Listen Saturday mornings 9 to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you on KSRO by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner, Dave Fazio, and Dr. Rachel Spaeth, who welcome your gardening questions from 9 to 11. The Good Food Hour from 11 to noon is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner with delicious insights into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, live and local, Saturdays 9 to noon on Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. Glad you could tune us in this morning, taking calls and questions for John Ash this morning. Hi, John. I have several patches of lemon balm in my yard. It smells so good when you brush up against it or cut it, but does it have any culinary value? That's Judy.
Yes, it does. You can use it to flavor things. One of my favorites is, because it's so simple to do, is lemon balm tea, either iced or hot, is a great way to do it. And it's also a great flavoring in sauces. It's like if you're making a creme anglaise or something, throw some lemon balm in there, and it will infuse into that, and you'll have the most delicious exotic sauce that you can imagine.
So there are culinary uses for lemon balm.
Yeah.
So there you have it. You could also, I guess, put some in your dainty drawer to perfume your socks and other things.
And underwear.
And underwear, too. Yeah. So there we have not a culinary use, but
it depends on.
Thank you so much for the question, Judy. We appreciate that. So July 4th, right around the corner. Maybe some folks are not into buying the really poorly made barbecue sauces, of which there are many in the market. I was in the market on Thursday, and I saw this product, which I'd not heard of before, And it intrigued me. And so I bought a bottle and I noticed on the back that it's manufactured here in Santa Rosa. Mm. It's called Short Mama's Barbecue Sauce, Mama's Good Old Recipe. And we were able to track down the creator of this. Short Mama herself is joining us for a conversation. Good morning, Short. Oh, we lost her. Okay. We'll have to try her again. Our producer, Joe, will call her back.
That it has a little subtitle that that's she calls it the sauce that brings families together.
Huh? Yeah. Now, come on. Is that some wholesome message nowadays?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we take one more quick little break? We'll get that done. And then we can go right back to Short Mama. 636-1350. If you have a question that can't wait for John Ash, you can give us a call, too.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, 96.9 in Petaluma, and 94.5 in Sonoma at KSRO.com and on the KSRO app.
It's summer in the North Bay. Let ARS Roofing and Gutters ensure your home stays protected. ARS is your premier choice for roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Hanke, ARS is not just a roofing expert, it's a community-driven force.
Did you know that Letitia Hanke founded the Lime Foundation?
This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives.
But let's not forget about your roof needs.
ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you protected year-round.
More info at arsroofing.com.
ARS Roofing and Gutters, cultivating connections within our community year-round.
An all-out celebration of the animals guaranteed to fill your heart with joy. Wags, Whiskers, and Wine. Humane Society of Sonoma County's award-winning gala. Scamper to HumaneSocietySoCo.org for tickets. August 2nd at Kendall Jackson Wine Estate and Gardens. Hang out with 2 and 4-legged pals in a magnificent setting with premium Kendall Jackson wines, gourmet dinner, auctions, raffles, and more. Get your paws on tickets to Wags, Whiskers, and Wine at HumaneSocietySoCo.org. This gorgeously fuzzy event is brought to you by their animal-adoring sponsors, including Kendall Jackson, the John Jordan Foundation, Oliver's Market, Mr. Ryder & Company, Robert Cam, Chuck and Donna Hussey, the Crab Grisecci Family Foundation, E.R. Sawyer Jewelers, Russian River Brewing, the Press Democrat, Veal Outdoor, and this radio station. All proceeds go directly to the animals. Wags, Whiskers, and Wine, August 2nd at Kendall Jackson Wine Estate and Gardens. It's selling out, so hop to it. HumaneSocietySoCo.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Riley, manager of the Rohnert Park branch at Exchange Bank. Busy running your small business? Exchange Bank's got you covered. We'll come to you for a personalized meetup to dive into your banking needs. Whether it's a line of credit, a business loan, or top-tier merchant services, your small business success is our priority at Exchange Bank. Contact the local branch today. Learn more at exchangebank.com.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans subject to credit approval. COTS, Committee on the Shelterless, helps our neighbors who are experiencing homelessness to find and keep housing, increase self-sufficiency, and improve overall well-being. COTS provides financial assistance, transportation, mental health solutions, and case management. Committee on the Shelterless, COTS, believes everyone deserves a home. For help or to donate, visit COTS.org, COTS.org. This message is a service of Ongaro & Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electrical, and Solar. Because we care.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And we're joined this morning by the soon-to-be world-distributed barbecue sauce queen, Short Mama. Good morning, Short. How are you?
I'm well. How are you all doing?
Well, we're so glad to have you on the show. As I mentioned, I saw your sauce in a local market on Thursday, bought a bottle, tried it, loved it, said we've got to have you on the show, able to track you down. John Ash just tried your barbecue sauce. What was your initial impression, John?
Well, it was complex and wonderful. The one I tried, I think you make a hot one too. This wasn't this wasn't knock your socks off hot, but it was hot enough for me. And as Steve mentioned, there's so much bad barbecue sauce on the market.
Oh my goodness.
So when did you start this enterprise?
I have been making this sauce for about over 25 years.
Wow.
Before I even brought it to the public.
Okay. And, go ahead.
And so my son, he had wanted me to make him some food, right? Some ribs and collard greens and all the good stuff. So I was just making my barbecue sauce. So when he pulled up to my house, he says, "Mom, what are you making in that pot?" I said, "Barbecue sauce." He said, "Mom, you make your own barbecue sauce?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Can I tell you guys exactly what my son said?" He said, "Mom, this is rich people's barbecue sauce. You need to sell that sauce to the world."
Well, now you've brought it to
the
world.
We agree.
So you've how long has this been on the shelves in the market?
Oliver's Market was our first partner. Frank Camilleri, he brought us to all the Oliver Market stores. And it's been in their stores since October of 2019.
My gosh, I'm so out of the loop. I'm ashamed that I did not discover your sauce earlier.
Oh, my God. I just can't believe I'm talking to you, Steve, and John Ash.
Yeah. Well,
oh, my God.
And John endorses this sauce, Short Mama. Are you actually short?
I am 4'9 and 3/4. I have to include my 3/4.
And that's without heels on.
That's without heels on.
Okay. That's in stocking feet. Now, what other flavors of sauce do you offer?
Okay, so we have the original label, which is the yellow golden rod.
That's the one we're tasting right now.
Yes, that has a little kick. Then we make a green and black label. That's the spicy habanero blend. So it comes in like a habanero comes in. It comes in slow, but once it's there, that heat is there. Then, amazingly, we make the hot lava pepper medley. It's a red and black label. And it is made with 13 different chili peppers. And the best news about that is my pepper grower, he is locally out of Windsor.
Oh.
And Short Mama's, it is made fresh. When that sauce gets to the market, it was made in bottle maybe no more than 2 days ago and delivered to the stores.
Wow. Well, it tastes fresh, and it doesn't have all these unmentionable ingredients, especially most barbecue sauces are water and then hydrolyzed protein and a lot of high fructose corn syrup. When you look at the ingredients in most commercial barbecue sauces, yours doesn't have any of that. It has vinegar, molasses, Worcestershire sauce, some onion, anchovies, garlic, tamarind extract. Yeah. We got chili peppers, vinegar, and actually a little butter in there, which I thought was unique.
It is, and you can taste the butter in it. I know you can taste the butter.
Got a very smooth, rich.
So do you have...
Absolutely.
You must have recipes that you like.
I have.
And can we see those? How do we get them?
We used to do Short Mama's Tasty Tuesdays. And on there, I have recipes. Oh, listen to this recipe, Mr. Ash. You would love this recipe. I made a recipe. I took Dungeness crab, and I make a seafood sauce as well. It's not brought to the public as of yet. And I made that sauce, and I put Short Mama's in it. And then what I did, I grated fresh garlic first over the crab. Then I put cilantro. I put the sauce first. Then I grated fresh garlic over it, put cilantro and green onion. And you talking about something so delicious.
Do you have a meatloaf recipe on your site?
I do. I do have a meatloaf recipe.
And is it more than just the sauce on top? Is the sauce in the meatloaf itself?
Now, Mr. Ash, I didn't put it in the meatloaf itself, but you can, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Because John and I were talking meatloaf. We both really love meatloaf.
And the meatloaf you get in the market, again, the commercially made stuff, it's terrible. It's like eating a wallboard or something.
So where can we...
I tell you what, I would love to make a meatloaf for you all to enjoy.
Okay.
we're gonna hold her to it. She's on the radio.
I want you to.
Okay.
I have always had a knack for cooking. I love cooking. Cooking is therapy to me.
I can tell. This is a beautiful moment for you, and we're so glad to bring this to our listeners. Right now, it's only available, is this correct, at the Oliver's Markets here in Sonoma County?
It's available at Oliver's Markets, both Pacific Markets in Sebastopol and Santa Rosa. It's available at Faircrest Market. It's available at Andy's Produce in Sebastopol. It's available at Big John's Market in Hillsburg, Mosberry Market in Larkfield. It's available at Oakmont Market. It's available at Glen Ellen Village Market. And matter of fact, today I'm going to be out at Big John's Market demoing my sauce.
Oh, so up there, if you're in Healdsburg area, stop by. So if you can't find Big Mama's, Short Mama, not Big Mama.
Yeah.
If you can't find Short Mama's barbecue sauce, you're just not looking hard enough because it's available everywhere in Sonoma County. So are these going to be the three sauces you're sticking with, or do you have another one maybe in the works?
I have more coming in the words. I'll tell you, I'm going to come up with a sugar. I have a sugar-free barbecue sauce coming down the line in the making.
Wow, that is extremely exciting. So right now you have the three sauces available. So, John, we need to have Short Mama come into the studio.
And
do a little barbecue tasting, and maybe she'll bring us some meatloaf like
that. Just tell me when, where, and the time.
Okay.
And I would love to. We would just have such an amazing time like we're having right now. I'm so honored.
God knows
I'm honored.
Well, anything we can do to highlight a local product. Something really good.
Yeah.
That's going to be better than any commercial sauce you're going to buy on the shelves in the market. We want to make sure our listeners know about it. So
I appreciate that.
So are you going to be... Go ahead.
The name comes from, it was my grandfather called me Short Mama all his life. And let me tell you all this is funny because when I was 30 years old, I was visiting my grandfather. I said, Granddaddy, I done finally grew into your name. I'm still short and I'm a mother of three sons.
That's
where the name come from. I named my company after my grandfather's nickname he gave me.
That's great.
Well, I know you'll probably be using some of the Short Mama barbecue sauce on July 4th. Are you planning on cooking any ribs or anything like that?
I probably will.
Well, have a wonderful July 4th, you and the family. Congratulations on the success of your sauce. And we know a lot of our listeners will go out and give it a try.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing it with us. Way to go.
Thank you so much.
And we'll keep in touch.
The world knows.
And we'll keep in contact with you, and we'll make sure we line you up for a visit to come here in the studio.
I so appreciate that and look so forward to doing that.
All right. Short Mama, thank you so much. She is Short Mama.
Yeah.
But boy,
yeah.
Does she have a beautiful, beautiful soul
yeah.
and radiance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It comes across on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, great way to spend a Saturday morning right before July 4th, highlighting a local chef entrepreneur. John Ash, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We will see you next Saturday, July 6th, back here in the KSRO kitchen.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Coming up following the news, it's Clark Wolf at the table. I'm Steve Garner. Take care and have a great week.